this world has to offer. No wonder it has fallen to ruin.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to Ready Check, the podcast where we're the noobs so you don't have to be. We're very excited to be here at the start of episode 1 of season 2.
Woohoo! Oh yeah.
Tonight, joining me, we have Honey Bunny.
Hello!
We have the huggable and cuddly Toma.
Are you calling me fat?
I don't know.
No.
It sounds like he's trying to call you a bit fat.
And it's Tommen.
Still Toma. Come on, we established.
We're
this
in season two.
One.
We've had an entire season for you to get my name right, dude.
And I still think I'm getting it right. I myself am Flaps. I'm no longer a priest or a bug, but more on that later. But before we go on with the show, there's also a bit of bad news. Unfortunately, one of our star co-hosts, the infamous Relic, has unfortunately left the show for now. We hope he's going to be joining us on a number of guest slots, but he will not be one of the
regulars.
Thank you.
It's okay.
He literally just tweeted the show to say, "Don't suck without me."
Nice.
I'm pretty sure, Raoul, that you've made sure that we're not going to suck because you're not here. So thank you very much.
See what you did there, man.
Fantastic. So that's the main introductions done. So this is your regular kind of hosts. Obviously, we will be bringing in different people along the season, which we hope is going to run for 12 episodes. Okay, so let's move on. We're going to be following the same kind of format as what we did for season one, with a few changes here and there, which we'll cover off as we go through each section. So the first part, we're going to do what we always do. We're going to do a basic introduction. We're going to just say what people have been doing during the week. So why don't you take it away, Mr. Toman? What have you been up to in World of Warcraft? Well, since season one ended, really.
That was a long time ago.
A lot has happened.
So, we've been raiding, which is pretty good. We managed to keep going all the way through the summer, which is awesome. So, very happy about that. I don't want to ruin it too much for later on in the show, so I'll just say we've been raiding and it's been fun. Recently, I've been leveling my mage, which is cool. That's like, it was my character through Vanilla and TBC. And I stopped playing it because I was in a guild and I wasn't quite hardcore enough for the guild, and so I was forced to step down. So at that point, I kind of decided that I'd never play that character ever again.
Pretty,
but now I'm playing it again.
It's pretty hard pressing those two buttons to do that DPS.
Actually, at the time, it was only one button because I played Frostmage.
Nice.
And a lot of people will tell me that I was an idiot for playing Frostmage in TBC, but I was really, really good, so shut up.
Yeah, shut up, people that were mean today.
You can't say shut up for things that have happened in the past.
It's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late. Yeah, so you just said it.
I think I did. Oops. Anyway, so yeah, basically, it was at that point that I started my paladin, and then started my first guild as GM, which was good. But yeah, I figured I'd pick that character back up again with the name of getting into ranged DPS next expansion, I think. Yeah, so it's not that I'm bored of healing, it's just I'm a bit bored of healing.
And it's just something quite easy to do, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, they've changed mage quite a lot. It's like three buttons now, which is, you know, three times as much effort as it was before.
It's gone up even since I stopped playing. Yeah. I stopped when it was two buttons, now it's gone up.
You were Arcane Mage through Wrath of the Lich King. Yeah. You can't even talk.
Two whole buttons, it literally was two. Sometimes even one. I could probably get away with one.
Well, if you're going to be using three buttons, I mean, that's still one more than what you'll be using on your Holy Paladin at the moment.
Well, I actually have to press keys instead of just mashing my face in the keyboard. So
that's true.
It's quite a big difference. It's actually done really well for my complexion. I'm not quite so, you know.
And now you
bloody
can actually see the screen when you play.
Yeah.
Not just the
it's
keyboard.
Pretty crazy.
And for the listeners out there as well, by the way, is complexion still pretty bad?
Oh, thanks.
Do you even moisturise, bro?
Wow.
I know.
It's not going to answer that question.
Okay, so moving swiftly on. Honey, what have you been up to since the end of season one?
Well, raiding still, obviously, with Tarwin.
Shock horror.
Shock horror there. I won't go into any more of that. I can't remember if I told you before that I transferred my paladin from our old horde server. Yes.
Mahalo.
Yeah.
Mahalo.
She's now called Terps because that other name was taken by another one of my characters.
Such a girly name.
All right, it's because I'm a Terps. Girl. Jesus.
Is that with a Z?
Yes, it is.
That's probably the worst name since Flaps.
It's not the best. I actually think Flaps came up with it. No surprises here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I've got her up to 90. She's pretty well geared. She can do TOT. That's nice. I haven't actually bravely enough tanked TOT on her yet. I should, because it's a bloody pally tank and it's so easy.
Yep.
Compared to bear tanking, it's just like, I'll just mash these buttons and I've got loads of aggro. I'll just sit here and go smash, smash. Things have died. But yeah.
Pally smash.
Pally smash. So, done that. More exciting news. I've got my legendary cape on my bear.
Oh.
Yeah, well, obviously it's not legendary yet, but it will be. It's prepared. It's there.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's very exciting. Apart from that, very little. That's it.
Excellent.
That's my news.
Excellent. Congratulations for doing very little.
Thanks. Exactly. Thanks
yes,
very much.
Very little.
I'll take a bow for that one.
Myself, the great Flaps, which is why I'll be referred to myself throughout the whole season as, by the way.
can we call you the Amazing Flapper? Because then it makes you sound like a clown, which you
it
are.
It does.
I don't mind that, actually. I see myself as the guild clown. Is that okay?
That's fine, Flapper. You carry on.
So, as I may have mentioned...
Big, bald head.
It's not that bold. I've got more hair than you.
Yeah, that's saying that, like, you've got more strength than a two-year-old.
For all you listeners out there, they are both really, really receding.
That's not receding. Look at that. I'm showing the camera, which you can't see, but there is no hair.
There's actually, I think Tomo might be a little bit more bold than Flappo. Anyway, let's move on. Flappo, your news.
I'm more metallic. I was obviously raiding in a 25 heroic guild, and we did very well. We cleared most of TOT. We just had Dark Animus and Lei Shen left. At this point, we were raiding four nights a week, and I kind of got a bit burnt out. So I actually left the HC 25-man scene, and I came back to a... What's the word I'm looking for? Welcoming Harvest Moon.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I'm now playing a DPS class. A Warlock, to be precise. I don't...
Shock horror. Flaps.
I know.
I know. Do you know what the worst thing is? I still haven't done any of my legendaries up to the gem because I just keep main changing.
You are so bad.
Don't do it, kids. It's bad for you.
It is.
But yeah, now I'm playing Warlock and I'm enjoying it. Obviously at TOT level and I think Harvest Moon, now we're getting to the point where we've got a decent DPS team, but more on that later. We don't want to ruin a future part of the show or future section even. As well as that, I mean, on my Warlock, I've just been capping Valor each week, trying to get the legendary quest done. I'm up to just waiting for getting the runestones for the gem.
Being out DPS by one of our healers.
Being out DPS by Forsetti. Yeah, one of
that
the healers.
Was hilarious.
Yeah, he's got really good gear for his kitty form.
No excuses.
He's got better eye level than me. But anyway, apart from that, I've also been playing a bit of Guild Wars 2, which... I'm really enjoying it, and like I said, I've got a bit burnt out raiding four nights a week, so I've gone back down to the two 10-man raiding nights with Harvest Moon, which I enjoy, but I find it really hard to log in and do dailies and stuff.
Because dailies are a bit
I do
boring.
The weekly and do two or three kind of heroic scenarios, Cap Valor, and that'll be it. I don't log on for the rest of the week.
It's probably end of patch burnout.
I think it is end of patch burnout, and I've done a lot of raiding in this patch.
Yeah.
But... Well, let's not delve into that too much. The depressive mind of Flaps. Let's move on to something else. Let's go on to our news section.
Good news, everyone!
So, in the news this week, just to give a quick overview, actually, we're actually changing the structure of news a bit. So, before, I reeled off line after line of news, and we briefly spoke about it all, but... You know, you can all read MMO. You all know the kind of news that's coming up. So what we want to do is basically we're going to choose a news item each week, and then we're just going to delve into it and talk about it. And if it's been fully planned out, we'll talk how it's going to affect our guild, how it can affect other guilds. If it's not quite planned out, we might talk of how Blizzard might do it. But let's go on with it. So, Toman, which is still your name, what's your news item for this week, sir?
So I wanted to talk a little bit about Item Squish, which apparently is something that they are testing internally and might be quite likely for the next expansion. It's probably something that you guys have heard about, because I think it was mooted back for Mists, not Cataclysm, actually, I'm thinking back on it. But basically, Item Squish is something that's probably needed, to be perfectly honest, because as the game's gone on and you know, it's really old now, and we keep scaling up item levels, we keep scaling up, you know, the stats on our gear, so therefore we also keep scaling up the damage that we're doing and the healing that we're doing, and those numbers are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's getting quite hard to kind of, just from a playing point of view, it's quite hard to see what's going on when the numbers are that big. So like, you know, a million and 100,000 look the same except for 1 0, so it's quite difficult.
Especially
to
if you're
see.
Trying to do it quite quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
so if it's coming up on your screen as part of a scrolling combat text or something, then you might not at a glance see what you're doing. And also, I think it's kind of approaching some kind of integer limit that Blizzard have got as part of their combat code. So it needs changing, basically. We can't go on with having the numbers quite so big. So you probably know this already, but there are a couple of different options that Blizz could use to squish the numbers down again. My favourite one, which is only my favourite because it's got an amazing name, is the name that's been thrown around as Mega Damage, which is
Mega Monster
Damage. But basically,
coming up.
Yeah. So basically, that's what will happen is you'll just have your regular number, but like instead of 18,000, it will just say 18K, or instead of a million, it will say 1M, and that will basically just be like, you know, like your broadband speed when you're looking at your internet speeds or whatever. It'll just have a K or an M or whatever. So that's one way that they could do it. Another way that they could do it is that they could scale everything back down again. And what they'd have to do is not only scale down the item stats and numbers from, you know, from the new expansion, but also everything that's gone before as well, because what they don't want to do is reduce all your numbers in the new expansion and then make it more difficult for you to go back and do old content. So they'd have to scale back everything. So I guess that's probably a bit more work for them. I mean, it's a tough one, really. I think it would be a bit stupid to go around and do damage and see 1k, you know, 10k or whatever for every attack. I think that just kind of, to me, aesthetically, it just looks a bit stupid. Whereas scaling the numbers back obviously is a bit more work. So, you know, where you've got like 2,000 stamina on an item now, you might end up with 200 stamina on an item in the new expansion. But what they'd have to do then is obviously go back and scale it back down for all of the old gear and all of, you know, they'd have to make all of the old bosses tuned down as well so that you could go back and solo the old bosses and whatever. So it's quite a lot of work, really. So I don't know what you guys think about that. What do you reckon?
Mega damage!
Monster damage!
Flappo just wants the monster damage, I think, just because it sounds like monster damage.
Yeah.
Sounds like good. But I think if they'd scale it back, I know it would be a lot more work, but I think actually in the long run it would make their lives a lot easier.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Because that one at least then would give them another 10 years. If they scale it back enough, they could probably keep going. Because obviously they've been going for like 10 years and it hasn't been too much of a problem up until now. So, you know, scaling it back, although it would be more work in the long run, and for aesthetically pleasing-wise, I don't really want to see 1M or, you know, 10K.
Am I the only one who loves the idea? I want to see like a fully HC geared warlock doing like one damage. I just think it'd be amazing. guys, I just got a 4. Yes! I love the idea of this.
I was thinking, though, they've probably actually already got the technology to scale stuff up and down anyway, what with what they're doing with flexi raiding. So they could probably, they've just probably got a slider that they can adjust, I suppose, much in the same way that they would adjust flexi up and down depending on the number of people that are there. I don't know,
ladies,
I'm probably making
game
it.
Developers.
Give me a job, guys.
We have it.
I've got it. But I'm probably making it overly simplistic, but, you know. I would imagine if they've got that technology, then it probably wouldn't be too hard to replicate that. Which also brings me on to another interesting point. Do you think that, and this isn't related at all, but I was interested. Do you think that that's the best kind of news story. Do you think that they could go back to the old raids and apply the flex raid technology to those and scale them up for people that are at level cap? And do you think that they should?
I hope so.
Oh, God, I hope so.
I think there's another problem that comes in there, though, in that the actual spells themselves have changed a lot since those days. So I think that would be a lot of work.
But then
they wouldn't have to change the spells and stuff, because it's not like they're going to go back and make it the same as it was in vanilla or whatever. They would just tune the boss to make it difficult.
They
must be able to, because they changed a lot of the bosses. So, you know, they put all the pets into the different raids to make people go back. They've changed it so if you go in solo, the raid realizes that and it adjusts. So, like, you won't get mind control because it's just you, and that obviously resets the boss. So they've done things like that. So I reckon they probably could, and I think it would be really good if they would, because, you know, it's always fun to do old content that's actually challenging, as opposed to going in and going, "Hey, just kill it all in half an hour." Which, don't get me wrong, it's fun, but sometimes
imagine having LFR, and imagine having it so you don't just choose current content. You want to get your 90 valor points, right?
But you can do any raid.
And you can do any raid ever in the game.
That
across all realms,
fun.
You know, because you're going to have people, you know, people are going to want to do things like Molten Core. I just think it's brilliant, and maybe even, you know, that'd be something else as well for Flexi Raider, perhaps.
Mm. There you go, please, developers. I hope you're paying attention.
I'll be writing a letter.
I will write a letter. Do you think that could be one of the marquee features for the new expansion? You know how they always have those kind of features, like, you know, heroic dead mines or whatever, that they tack on when they do the BlizzCon announcement. Do you think that could be one of them?
That could be one of them.
I certainly hope so.
I suppose they're looking at ways to make raiding more accessible and more fun for everyone, not just raiding guilds. So that would definitely be a way to, like, get the social aspect going.
I mean, away from raiding as well, five mans. I mean, imagine being able to queue for a random five man instead of having to do current content. It selects any five man from the whole of the game for your daily.
That would be brilliant.
And make it truly random then, not just picking from a random pool of, like, five dungeons or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Make it a lot more interesting. So you come on, you do your daily, you're like, oh, that's awesome. I just did... what's the one in Ogmar?
Wailing Caverns.
Ragefire Chasm, is it?
Well, yeah, Ragefire, yeah.
Wailing Caverns,
not that one. It's Ragefire.
Yeah. Imagine doing one of those. Yeah.
That's fine. Either of those.
Either of those, you know, just something different.
That would be good. Yeah, that would change that a bit. But I don't know. I mean, dungeons, I feel like they're almost abandoning those slightly for scenarios. But that's a different topic altogether.
Let's not go into that today.
I kind of think we should, though, because while we're talking about stuff for the expansion, I think it's probably likely that we're going to get a pool of five-man dungeons again, and then as it goes through, we'll probably just get more and more scenarios again, because actually I think it's worked quite well this time around, because we had the dungeons for Mists, and okay, we didn't have any more released, but we got really good raids because of it, and I've got high hopes for Siege of Orgrimmar as well. So I actually kind of think that, you know, obviously they've got a longer period of time to work on stuff like that when a new expansion comes out, because obviously the new expansion is in the pipeline for a long time compared to patch cycles, right? So they can spend that extra time working on dungeons then, but then when it comes to like raid patches and content patches after the expansion ship, they've got less time, so therefore it makes more sense.
They only really have 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I think that's probably...
So they spend those 3 months basically on raid
exactly.
and heroic scenarios.
Yeah. So I'd really like to see some new 5 months for the new expansion, I really would, but if they did the same thing again and didn't release any more after the initial ones that come with the expansion, I probably wouldn't be on that unhappy either, to be honest.
I think I'd rather have a good raid than have five-man dungeons.
Yeah, I mean, just the amount of time that I spend in stuff like that, because, you know, I don't do a dungeon every day, but I raid twice a week for 5 hours. So I spend quite a lot of time in raids, really, so, well, comparatively.
Yeah. It feels like you spend a lot of time in dungeons, in raids compared to dungeons.
That's only because I have to raid with you, Scrubs.
I think that's kind of a shame, though. I absolutely love five-man dungeons, and I feel like scenarios don't have the same effect. I you know, one of the reasons I'm not a big fan of Guild Wars 2 and I'll never actually be going towards it is due to the fact that there's no key roles, there's no tank and there's no healer role, and I love that original kind of combat technique or what they've done with that. I don't know. Five mans are fun.
They
more
are.
Fun than scenarios, and possibly more fun than raiding sometimes.
I don't know. When you think back to some of the raids they've brought out and that haven't been very exciting and haven't been very fun.
Oh, yeah, lads.
Basically. I know how painful that was to have to sit and go through that every week. I know I don't have to go through it, but as a raider who really enjoys raiding, I have to go through it. And I'd rather have a raid like Throne of Thunder that's fun and challenging than some dungeons that I probably wouldn't go to anyway.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we should probably move on from that now. Unless, Tomin, you got anything else to add?
I'm pretty sure I filled my quota for the next 4 shows, so no, I'm good.
Yep. Fantastic. I might just, you know, cut and paste certain elements of that speech and just randomly put it into shows. Okay, so the next news item is Proving Grounds, basically. It's you know, there's nothing too much to it. The Proving Grounds is obviously going to be a new feature where players are able to improve their combat skills, basically, and get you raid ready, I think it's probably safe to say.
I think they're going to be quite fun. After having done my legendary cloak quest, which you pick which one you want to, well, not you want to do, or that's best suited to you. So obviously, because I'm a tank, I did the tank one. And you have to basically protect Nefarian while shit attacks him. And I feel this is probably, I haven't been to the Proving Grounds because I don't really want to ruin them for myself. I've read up about them, but I haven't actually been there on the PTR. And I'm looking forward to it because it was actually really, not really challenging, but it was a little bit challenging, the legendary quests. And I'm kind of hoping that Proving Grounds are going to be the same. They're going to actually challenge you to see whether you can play your class or not.
Absolutely. I mean, do you think we're going to fall into a hole where you're going to be recruiting someone and you're not going to recruit them unless they got the gold achievement for either damage tank or healer? I mean, you're the chief recruiter for Harvest Moon there, honey. So, what do you think?
I won't lie. I probably would look to see if they've got it. And if they haven't, I might inquire to see why they haven't got it. And if it's because they haven't got it because they couldn't be bothered to go and do it, I might ask them to go and do it. Because I like to know that someone's going to play their class before I commit to getting them on.
Well, it looks like I might have to get Tomin out of the raid.
I'm not entirely sure what you're trying to imply there, but I'm amazing, so...
Tomin, what was your thoughts on this one then? So, the Proving Grounds... I mean, I think it looks quite good fun, but I'm just a bit worried that it's going to be taken a bit too seriously.
So, I approach it from the other direction. I think... I'm worried that it's going to be too easy. I think it should be a challenge. I think that getting gold should be an achievement. I don't think that you should be able to face roll through it. And I think that in terms of recruiting people to a guild such as ourselves, where, you know, we're clearing heroic bosses in the current tier, I think, you know, looking to see if people have got that sort of standard is probably a really good thing. So, yeah, I mean, I just don't want them to make it too easy so that everybody and their dog can get gold straight away without even putting any effort into it. I mean, if we end up in a state where everybody does have gold, but they've got gold because they've worked really hard to do it, then brilliant. That's absolutely fine. And I'd quite happily...
Like on day one?
Yeah.
You don't want everyone to have it on day one.
Exactly. And the thing that worries me is that you can already get a DBM plugin for Proving Grounds on the PTR. And... people are going to be posting videos with strategies, and I worry a little bit that it's going to be too easy to kind of cheese it. So everyone's just going to have it and it's not going to mean anything, which isn't how it should be. I think it should be there as a marker in the sand to say, I'm good enough, I can do this.
What I really, really want it to be like, and I think this would be an utter test.
Don't mention
everyone.
Those two words. Don't mention those two words, honey.
I'm going to have to... I'm really sorry, Flappo, but I want it to be like the Warlock's Green Fire quest. So for all the listeners, I'm working at school, so I've had the summer holidays off, and for about a week of my holidays, I've spent trying to do that Green Fire quest. And obviously, Warlock is not my class. It is Flappo's class. Yeah. I had to learn all his keybinds, which took me an entire day in itself, because he's got some weird-ass keybinds. And I still can't do it. It broke the game. I couldn't log on for an entire week. It was that difficult and it was that annoying. Part of me wants the Proving Grounds to be like that. I want it to be so difficult that maybe you only get a gold after like a month of trying. 2 months. Or in Flappo's case, never. never going to get the green fire.
So I've got a problem, guys. The green fire quest seems to make me really, really rage. So, yeah, unfortunately, I'm not able to do it myself because I get too angry and start smashing things up. But, no, I mean, looking at that quest and what Blizzard have done with it, and they've made it so that you pretty much have to have a perfect run to get the green fire. I'm sure there's people out there who disagree with that, and people probably find it quite easy. But for me myself, and you know, I've been raiding for many years, I find it incredibly tricky. I tried to invite videos at first. Before long, I found myself looking up all kinds of strategies and videos on YouTube. But again, I'm still finding it hard to do. So, yeah, I see what you mean. I really do hope that Blizzard go like down the route of these proving grounds to the same extent that they have with Green Fire Quest, because, well, it's going to make a lot of people angry.
Yeah.
Especially myself.
I suppose as a compromise, they've always got the endless mode, which I hope is genuinely really tough. You know, you can survive to 40 waves or 50 waves or whatever. Then, you know, I suspect that means that you must be actually quite good without being, you know, being able to cheese it. But, you know, who knows? The players will always take the path of least resistance, right? So if there's an easy way of doing something, then they'll do it that way. So I just hope that Blizz can keep on top of it and make it relevant and make it actually work for what it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
a test of skill.
I look forward to seeing how it pans out.
Yeah, very much so. I've had a quick go at the healer one on the PTR, and you know, it doesn't seem too bad. I think I was actually late to go out somewhere, so it was only kind of a quick 5-minute go. But yeah, it's just basic stuff like healing more than one person. You know, that's all you need to do for bronze anyway.
For me, so that's already too difficult.
Yeah, I'm hoping it goes all the way up to gold, and you know, you're having to interrupt, you're having to get mana back at certain times in fights and such, you know, like you'd see in raiding. But no, a really interesting feature, and it's certainly one I'm really interested in and looking forward to trying come 5.4. So let's move on to our final news item of the week, and we're going to hand this one over to Honey.
So, we couldn't have a news item about 5.4 without talking about Flexi Raids.
Dun, dun, dun.
I personally am quite looking forward to Flexi Raids for one definite reason. It means I never have to do LFR again.
You don't do LFR anyway.
Oh, I do. Just not. I do the last two, and then I generally give up on WoW.
As someone who lives with you, I'm going to have to contend this.
I do LFR every week.
Right, okay. In secret.
Don't do them all. Alright, take for example the other week when I did it and I only got to Iron Quan and everyone died and then everyone left. So.
Were you tanking?
No. Oh. No, maybe that was a problem. Anyway, Flexi Raids, I am looking forward to it. Mostly because I get to raid, but I get to raid a slightly more difficult level possibly than 10 man if we get enough people. Get to raid with different people from different realms. So we've got another guild on Twitter. I think it's one of Rel's friends' guilds that are coming to join us.
Hi, Rel, you traitor.
Hi, Rel, you traitor. Yeah.
I miss Rel.
Bring Rel back. Know. The show sucks without Rel.
We'll get effort.
No. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. Also, hopefully, on a more social aspect, might be able to recruit some social people for our guild. Possibly find some raiders if we ever need any through this way. Get to see how they raid before actually taking them into a raid with us.
So just to clarify, you're not going to use Flexi as a replacement for normal mode raiding, right?
No, we're going to actually use our Flexi raid as a replacement for our LFR raids, which we used to do on Wednesday nights.
Gotcha.
So instead we will be doing Flexi raids on Wednesday night with people who want to come from our guild that aren't necessarily in the raid team, and anyone that fancies it from Twitter that's on EU Alliance.
Send a message to @readycheck to participate.
Yay! There you go.
Put something like a Ready Check Flexi Raid together. That'd be quite interesting, wouldn't it?
No one would turn up and it would just be us three.
We'd still own it.
We've got like 5 followers.
I don't know if we'd do that well. But yeah, are you guys looking forward to Flexi Raid, or are you still going to carry on with LFR? What are you guys going to do about the whole raiding thing?
I think it's going to be interesting from the perspective that we're going to get to raid with more people than 10. This is obviously going to bear especially true with yourself and Toe Man. He's made of toes. You know, I've been in a 25-man guild. It's a lot of fun playing with that many people, especially playing the Mistweaver Monk as well. So I am looking forward to Flakes of Eight because I think it's going to be interesting playing with more people than 10, and I look forward to healing again, really.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, obviously, the people that raid normally in Harvest Moon don't necessarily have to stick to the roles that they do on a Thursday and Sunday night.
Yeah.
So, like, Tommen obviously doesn't have to heal if he doesn't want to, and Flap doesn't have to come on his roll.
That's the same as Tommen and Raid, isn't it?
Yeah, basically.
I hold you guys to ransom. I refuse to heal unless you give me Warlock cookies.
This is true. It's never happened, so he's never going to heal again.
I sometimes do forget to put Warlock cookies down. Only sometimes.
Always. Anyway. Yeah, Tommen, what are you thinking about Flexi Raids?
I think it's a really great idea. It's something that we've talked about on the show before. I'm all for it. I'm going to have to try and work out how I can fit it in because I've got a small child and a wife, so I can't really commit much more time to the game. So I'll have to try and figure out how I can fit it in. With the LFR,
you should bring
I can
your wife along.
Yeah, we'll get a babysitter and we'll just stay in and play WoW.
Yeah, it's fine.
Great idea.
No, the good thing about LFR is that I could do that any time. You know, I could, if I'm working from home, I could do it at lunchtime or whatever, and I could just fit a wing in really easily. Whereas flex raiding, if I want to do it with a group of people that I know well, it's going to have to be probably in an evening or on a weekend, which eats into family time. But then I'm hoping that there'll be a sort of a bigger pugging community within my own realm and the connected realm that we're joined into as well, yeah. So I kind of hope that there are always kind of pickup groups going on or whatever, so we'll wait and see.
I am hoping it's going to bring back the whole trade spamming, looking for people again, because I kind of miss that.
Yeah, it happens to an extent now with Heroic Scenarios, which is really cool. So it's nice to see that happening again. But I really liked, back in Vanilla and TBC, the fact that you knew people in the trade channel from forming groups and stuff. You knew that such and such a person was liable to ninja loot at the end of the run. Yeah. Or you knew that such and such a person was really cool and helpful and would help run you through your jailbreak quest or whatever. And that was, I really liked that. I mean, I kind of miss that. It's great now that we can, you know, we've got a solid guild and people in the guild are lovely and we're quite, you know, set as a unit of friends, basically, but I kind of miss the wider community that you would have.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I am kind of hoping it will bring that back a bit, bring the whole realm that you're with together a little bit, because sometimes you can feel a bit disconnected from the realm itself.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
it's a shame when you play on it.
Exactly. You queue for LFR or you queue for a five man and you just kind of pop into it. There's no summoning, there's no running to the instance, there's no helping direct people if they get a bit lost or whatever. You just kind of pop in and then pop out and you don't even say anything to anybody. I mean, I always kind of make an effort when I'm in an LFR or a dungeon or whatever just to say hi, but nobody ever replies. It's probably just because they're a bit intimidated by the guy in pink. That normally happens, to be honest. I mean, when you're when you're so in tune with your sexuality that you can proudly wear pink, then I wait,
I
what
wish
are we talking
you could
about?
All see Flappo's face right now.
What sexuality are you?
I'm paladin. That's the only sexuality that matters.
Right, okay. Swans of the light, yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. I mean, I'm antisocial. I'm possibly too antisocial.
Did you say antisexual?
No, I did not say antisexual. Antisocial. You know, I don't see the point of going to LFR and saying hi to people.
That's because you're
one of those people. Yeah,
I know, but I think WoW's beat it out of me. You know, ever since Dungeon Finder, there's no point to get along with people. And, you know, the amount of idiots you see in these things as well. Like, you go into a group and someone just go off and ninja pull everything before anyone's even ready, you know, I just...
And yet, sometimes, I've had some... As much as I really dislike LFR a lot of the time, I've had some really, really funny moments in LFR with just people chatting utter bollocks all the time. And it's actually been really fun because, like, the entire 15-20 people have joined in. Obviously, you've always got the five antisocials that sit there. One of them's obviously Flappo.
Sit there with my arms crossed.
Yeah, I'm not
joining my head
again
against the keyboard.
But yeah, I've had some really fun times with people that do make the effort and do just try and make it as enjoyable as possible. It's just there are a lot of WoW players out there that choose not to do that.
It does sometimes feel that World of Warcraft is lost its MMO appeal somewhat.
Sometimes it does. That's why I'm hoping Flexi Raids might bring this back a bit.
Yeah, I think that's probably what Blizzard are aiming for as well.
Flexi Raids,
I can't speak for Blizzard.
Well, plus connected realms as well. So you'll have a more sort of, you know, buzzing Stormwind or Ironforge or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I remember I used to hang out in Ironforge, which is deserted these days. But when I used to hang out in Ironforge in vanilla, it was rammed, absolutely rammed full of people. Even though it wasn't necessarily the best place to hang out, everybody else was in Stormwind. I had this spot that I stood in Ironforge by the mailbox, to the right of the auction house as you look at it, and that's where I would sit. And there were a bunch of other people who had exactly the same spot, and we would greet each other when we logged in. And it sounds a bit sappy, but I really liked that. I kind of enjoyed that, and I miss it.
I hang out in Dalaran because no one's there.
So this goes to show what kind of person Flappo is. Wow. I think maybe we should move on from the social aspect before it shows how much more of a recluse that Flaps is.
Yeah, let's move on anyway. So we're going to move on to our next section, Wizzy's Witches.
We gonna die!
Okay, so in the We Gonna Die section, we're going to talk about how our guild, Harvest Moon, is progressing. We'll talk to you about, obviously, the dramas we face and how we do these, how we approach these as well. So, you know, it's hopefully to help anyone out there in the same kind of guild as us. We're not heroic, although we have got a couple of heroic bosses, one heroic boss down now as well. But, you know, just to give a good idea of what to expect, really, when you're raiding. So at this point here, I'm going to turn over to Toman, who is not a raid leader anymore, I understand, but is still an officer in the guild.
Actually, I'm not an officer either. So what? Basically, I am.
So you're a nobody.
I'm a nobody.
Like me.
what I like to call a creative consultant.
He is our raid leader's creative consultant.
Exactly.
Wow.
So I come up with all the ridiculous strategies that just don't work.
Could I be a solutions architect?
No.
So basically, what happened is we went through a period of struggling a little bit, and I decided to leave the guild, much like you did.
So maybe
as well.
I should take over from this point, because obviously Tommen wasn't in the guild, and neither was Flaps. So basically, it was just Rel and me, and obviously lots of other people. But, so obviously all of our healers abandoned us, our raid leader abandoned us. I'm going to make this into a very dramatic story now. But it's fine. We found a raid leader who was willing to take over, and better. Because, you know, he's got a northern accent, so.
Bubble.
Man, you can't even escape that on podcasts. So yeah, Tarman left. We found a new raid leader for Seti, who is very good. He's very northern, but he's very lovely. And we progressed through for an entire week without Tarman. And now I'll just hand back to him.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I was weak. So I think I had expansion burnout, I had patch burnout, and I left the guild because I had a particularly taxing night on Dark Animus, and one of the other officers and I discussed a tactic as we were going through the raid, and then it got a bit heated afterwards, because the suggestion was that I was making things more complicated than they needed to be, and I didn't agree. I thought that I was trying to make things simpler. So it got a bit heated, tempers frayed a little bit, voices were raised, and I figured at that point, you know, I didn't want to get angry at friends, so it was probably a good idea to move guilds. So I did. And then I came back. I call it momentary insanity.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll accept momentary insanity. I'm okay with that.
It's interesting though. I mean, I think, to be honest, you probably made the right choice. It's better to sometimes walk away than it is to obviously come to blows with people. Yeah, drama's always fun in guilds, right?
Yeah.
No, drama is terrible.
So much fun.
It truly is. But moving on from this whole escapade, since you've been back, Toman, what have Harvest Moon achieved?
Everything. We've killed all the things on normal.
We've killed
all the things on normal.
Woo!
And one of the things on heroic.
And one of the things on heroic. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been going really well. We've had a few normal clears of Lei Shen, which have been great. We've got a pretty solid team together now, which we're taking into 5.4. We've had some really good raid nights with them. We've now got heroic Jinrock on farm, which is great. And yep. We're working on G-Kun, which we expect to get down on this Sunday. So yesterday, as you're listening to the podcast. So hopefully you'll see on Twitter whether we've been successful or not. And yeah, it's going really well. We're kind of starting to wind down a little bit for the new patch, I think. So we've got a couple of people that haven't been available for the last couple of weeks. And we had a one no-show on Thursday, which is a shame. So we're kind of just in that phase now of starting to get ready for the new patch. We've got some good threads up on the forums with tactic discussions. A couple of people have been on the PTRs to go through it, and generally it's just looking quite cool.
Excellent. So would you guys both say that Harvest Moon are in a good, strong position for 5.4, or is there anything you'd like to change before it hits?
I think we're in a lot better position than we were a month ago.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's because I came back.
Even actually, like, possibly 2 weeks ago, it just feels like the raid team itself is getting more. Because obviously we've been getting a lot of new DPS in, and we've been having some problems that we won't go into. But it feels like that now the whole team is actually starting to work together as a team, which is nice. Before, obviously, 5.4, you don't want to go in as a new team having not raided together. So I think we're in a good place. I think by the time 5.4 hits, we'll be in a better place, and as 5.4 carries on, we'll just keep getting stronger.
Excellent.
Personally.
So, I mean, just a quick question, really, and I'm sure it's going to hit many girls. So, first encounter in Siege and Aquamore is Immersus.
Yeah.
If we hear Immersus and we find it really hard and we're unable to do it, what do you think it's going to do for the actual guild itself? Do you think we've got a strong enough guild that people are going to band together and get stronger for continual wipes? Or do you see it being a bit of a problem and people burning out on the first boss of a new expansion? A new patch?
No, I think because obviously we've got Tommen, we've got Forseti, and we've got myself, and we've got Relic.
And Flaps.
I was just going to actually leave him out. but I think because of, like, the... especially Tommen and Forseti... they're very good at, like, G-ing people on and, like, saying, all right, so we've had some wipes and we've tried this tactic, we'll try this one, we'll see if this works, and if that doesn't work, then we've got another plan coming up, it's fine. I think that... I don't actually personally think we will have a problem. I don't know what you think, Tommen.
Well, Blizzard have said that if you are clearing up to, you know, and past Dark Animus, then you shouldn't have any problem with the first few bosses anyway. Yeah. So I'm kind of hoping that we'll be able to go through and spend a couple of nights going through the first few bosses until we start to hit a bit of a wall. And by that point, you know, we've got a few kills under our belt. And, you know, this is the same team that we're wiping on heroic modes with. So they're used to wiping with us. They know the score. They know that they need to stay, you know, well-focused and motivated anyway, which I guess we've not really been in that position this expansion so far. I mean, a bunch of us are heroic raiders from other expansions, but so far this expansion, this is actually the first time we've gotten into heroic modes. So having that experience as well under our belts has kind of put us in a good position, I think. So I'm hoping that we don't get into that situation, at least for the first few bosses. And by that point, people are getting gear, people have gone through the flexi raids, people have gone through LFR, etc. So I'm hoping that it's not going to be an issue for us.
Excellent. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to 5.4 and looking forward to raiding with Harvest Moon as my warlock. One day I might have, you know, green fire, but we'll have to see.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Excellent. So let's move on. Get over here! Excellent, new feature, yeah! So this is the recruitment post. So this is an idea that came to us after, you know, we've been recruiting quite heavily recently, or Honey's been recruiting quite heavily recently, and we've got a recruitment or an application form that we use on our website, which, you know, I just think that the questions are quite interesting, and it's nice to learn more about people before they join the raid. So, this week, we're going to be asking Honey, said questions.
Woo!
And we're going to go through kind of 8 or 9 questions and just learn a bit more about, obviously, one of the standard hosts on the show. So, Honey, who are you, what makes you tick, and what is your favourite beverage?
Beverage? Beverage. I think he means beverage.
Beverage. I was trying to be posh.
Happy with being posh. So, I'm Kirsty, or Honey, whichever you fancy. What makes me tick? I don't think I've ever actually filled in our application forms, and this is a bit more difficult than I thought it might be already.
And bad preparation before show here, everyone.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe I'll just move on to what's my favourite beverage and come back to what makes me tick.
What is your quest?
So, what makes me tick? Well, let me think. I obviously enjoy WoW. I enjoy gaming, mostly from when I have an older brother who got me into gaming when I was very young, so I've been playing consoles and computer games ever since I was small.
And I thank him every time I see him.
Yeah.
Thanks, JB.
Thanks, JB. Flappo got me into WoW. He actually got me into WoW with the phrase, "I would introduce you to this game, but I'm afraid you'd get addicted to it." And then introduce me to it anyway.
No truer word spoken.
No. I also thoroughly enjoy drinking, not quite as much as Flappo.
Wow.
Sorry there, Flaps. Not to make you sound like an alcoholic. And
I think the phrase is raging alcoholic.
Raging alcoholic.
Only when I'm doing Green Fire Quest.
And I also enjoy talking with my hands. So sign language to everyone else. But I enjoy talking with my hands.
I prefer just talking with your hands. It makes you sound a bit mad.
Yeah. My favourite beverage? Tea. It's got to be tea. As everyone who really knows me knows that I do love every type of tea.
Very true, very strong. If you put too much milk in the tea, she'll reject it and chuck it back in your face.
I will.
Oh, is that why you're so disfigured?
Ouch, dude. So, Honey, well, let's talk a bit about your raiding experience. So, you know, what got you into raiding? What was your first guild like? And, you know, what raiding experience have you got, really?
Okay, raiding experience obviously started when, oh god, it was my second ever guild, technically, because my first ever guild I joined was with one of Flaps's friends. Oh, what was his name? Bonds? Bonds.
Oh yeah.
And me and him didn't get on very well because Bonds was a little bit like someone else that I didn't get on with in my previous guild.
She's easy to get along with, honestly, guys.
Anyway, our first guild, yeah, they were very, very much into raiding. They were quite serious, but obviously I just started playing the game and I couldn't use WASD and the mouse at the same time without getting a bit confused.
Can't.
Exactly.
Still can't. So I think we moved from there mostly because of my persuasion, and we joined a guild who were Alliance. So we were Horde before, moved to Alliance. They were more casual, they were very casual. We started raiding with them, and that was fine for me. It got me into raiding. We did Naxx.
Yep.
We had a lot of fun in there. And then it was possibly at a Christmas party or a party that we were all introduced to Tommen, who was there, and he said, "Yeah, you should come and join my guild." So then we server and faction transferred back to Horde. We raided a lot with Tommen through Wrath. And all of those things. We did heroics. We almost did heroic Lich King, which is still one of the most annoying
still
things.
Still counts.
In the
we
world.
Downed it when we were 80. What was it? 83.
Still,
was it?
I was 82 at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was 83.
Two
so
days.
It still counts.
2 days after the expansion dropped.
Yeah.
2 days. It was so annoying. Although our raid leader at the time said it was more difficult, technically. Don't know if I believe him. What made me get into raiding? I don't really know. I was just kind of. To start with, the entire game was very confusing to me, and I didn't really understand because we were doing recruit a friend, and I felt like I just flew through all of the levels and got to top end, and I was like, I don't really know how to play mage. And somehow I got into raiding, and casual raiding, I think, helped me a lot.
And then you learnt 2 buttons, and then
you're
away.
And I learnt 2 buttons, and I was all fine. I killed the heroic Lich King with my 2 buttons. I just kind of... not got thrown into it, fell into it almost, but to
chucked
start
in
with,
the deep end.
Chucked in at the deep end, definitely, but I part of my brain just associates WoW with raiding. I can't really see one without the other.
Okay, which brings us on to the next question. What do you look for in a raid team? And don't just say following flaps.
Oh God, never follow flaps. He'll pull you off the edge of a bridge. I look for a team that's got a sense of humour. It's obviously quite important. But I look for people that work together, that can wipe together for an entire night on end and not bitch and moan. People that, you know, aren't loot. They want loot, but loot isn't the reason they're there. They're there to kill bosses, to help a guild, to, you know, progress on more. Yeah.
Excellent. And what annoys you when it comes to raiding?
Flaps.
come on.
Without hesitation, love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that going to be the answer for everyone who comes on the show?
Quite possibly. God,
be.
I hope so. I suppose people that are really selfish with loot is quite annoying. Or people that haven't looked at tactics as well and have no idea what's going on. They just roll up to the raid and they're like, so, what's happening, guys? And you're like, so you haven't looked at any bosses? They're like, no, I just thought, you know, someone would baby spoon feed me the entire way. There we go. That was my honest answer.
Okay. And last question, which I suppose we've kind of covered, but just in case you've got anything else to add to it, what do you enjoy most about raiding?
Killing bosses!
Killing bosses, excellent. And you're in Harvest Moon?
Yeah.
No, we're going to do well next expansion. But that wraps up the recruitment post for this week. Obviously, it's a brand new feature, guys, so let us know what you think about it. We'll give you obviously all the details to provide feedback at the end of the show. So now we're going to move on to another new feature. Wow, Woo! We really are spoiling people.
Yeah, we are.
Let the games begin.
So, for the challenge feature, we are this week going to hand over to none other than Mr. Toman.
Yes.
Take it away.
Okay, so we figured we'd have a brief challenge every week. The way it's going to work is somebody is going to put together a very brief challenge for the other two to take part in. And the winner of said challenge will then create the next challenge for the guys next week. So with that in mind, I put one together this week. The theme of the challenge today is boss quotes. Oh, yes.
God.
And it's going to be hilarious because... I mean, you guys probably don't know this at home, but Flaps and Honey are probably the worst people I've ever met when it comes to remembering people's names. Ability names, boss
yeah.
names, instance names,
it's
they
true.
Are both absolutely bloody terrible. So this is going to be hilarious. So you guys playing along at home, you can shout at your podcast machine and you'd be like...
You'll probably get more right than we will.
I don't think that's even in question, Honey, to be honest with you.
Send in your answer results anyway. Let us know if you do better and let us know if you want to come on the show and then be challenged.
Oh, God.
So, okay. Just a reminder, if you guys buzz in with your name, so Flaps, you can say, Flaps. And Honey, you can say, Flaps is gay.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, I like that one more.
And then whoever gets the most right answers at the end can do the next week's challenge.
Okay.
Anyway, let's start with question one.
Flaps!
Shit, how do you know that and I don't?
Go ahead, Flappo.
I believe it is Ragnaros.
You are correct.
Oh, shit, it is! Oh, fuck, I knew I recognised it.
I can't believe you didn't get that one, Kirsty.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Right, question numero duh.
I am the lucid dream.
Oh, honey.
Yep.
Oh, fuck, it begins with
B. Shit!
You're gonna have to take that as your final answer.
I'm so bad at names.
Yeah, this is terrible.
This is quite embarrassing. I can picture it in my head, and I know it's something the Dreamwalker. No?
I'll give you a hint. It was from... one of the middle raids in Wrath of the Lich King.
I really hope. Is it Sinestra?
Well, no! That's not a middle raid.
I can't remember this one at all.
No.
Oh, you guys are terrible.
Sorry, we are really bad.
Okay, so the answer that you
probably...
guys at home more than likely got this is Yogg-Saron.
Oh, God! Saru, isn't it? The start.
Yes.
So, you know, I think the problem that me and Flaps have here is we never play with sound on.
This is true. It's going to make this very hard. So we're only going to be able to recognise you from actually reading the text on the screen.
Wonderful.
We are good. Okay.
This is the worst challenge ever. Okay, question number three.
Avast, you swabs! Repel the invaders!
Come on, this is like one of the most iconic bosses in WoW.
I know, and I recognise it, but I can't remember what it is.
I'm really glad that no one else can see me in Flaps when I'm just staring at each other, hoping the answer will come. No.
No.
He's a big brown tauren, has lots of weapons in a chest.
Oh, what, from Deadmines?
Yes!
Oh, I can't remember his name.
How can you not remember his name?
I don't know. We said at the start of the challenge, we're rubbish at names. Can we just name what boss they are in what instance?
Okay, so they were the three easy ones.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, question four. Listen to this one, because the hint is in there.
Ah, you're just in time. The rituals are about to begin.
I think this one is from Kata.
No.
Damn.
Is it from a dungeon?
It's a raid. It's a 10-man raid.
We are awful at
this. Oh my God, me and Flat need to start playing with sound on more often.
Yeah.
It's not the professor for that, is it?
No. It was only a 10-man raid. The only 10-man raid. The 10-man raid that was in TBC. The only 10-man raid that was in TBC. It was a big tower. Oh my God.
Is it worth mentioning we didn't play Burning Crusade?
Oh, Jesus. This is the worst frigging quiz ever. I put so much effort into this.
I know, and I feel so bad.
Guys are terrible.
We are terrible. People are going to stop listening to us based on the fact that we can't name anything.
Yeah, you guys aren't credible raid resources.
We're really not.
We're okay, the bosses. So
the answer was Terrestrian Illhoof from Karazhan. You should get number five.
Been there recently,
right,
actually.
Number five?
Really.
Oh, Flaps!
Yes.
I can't remember his name. It's the big robot in Old One.
Oh, you mean XT?
What's his full name?
Oh! XT! That's his full name!
All right. I'll take that. Just because you guys are floundering so badly. It's XT002 Deconstructor.
Thanks for the clue there, okay. Flaps.
So the scores are 1-1.
Wow.
This is a really, really long quiz.
I'm so sorry, guys.
If you guys at home are on 5 out of 5, then well done. I'm really impressed. Let's have number 6. This one's an easy one.
I have not come this far to be stopped. The future I have planned will not be jeopardized. Now you will taste true power.
I hate it when Dave starts with, this is going to be an easy one.
Yeah, I know, me too.
This is a truly iconic boss. This is like end of a raid boss.
Oh, it's not Lich King.
No. Doctrine is not Lich King.
Come on, I never play with sound on. I have to just guess here. Half the time, I don't even read the screen.
Clearly.
I can't think. I don't. It sounds something
I'll,
like.
I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
Tempest Keep was only a setback.
What was that, sorry?
Tempest Keep was only a setback.
Now we're Burning Crusade again, aren't we?
Yes. You're not going to like this. The next one's from Burning Crusade as well.
It's like he hates us.
He's like, yeah, I give up on this one. No idea.
Kael'thas.
Ah.
Right. I'm gradually losing the will to live here, guys. Right, sorry. Number 7. Somebody's got to get one right. Come on, number 7.
The menagerie is for guests only.
Nope, no idea.
Oh my God, no.
Is it from somewhere?
No.
No?
You were there recently, you just told me.
Oh, is it the, oh shit. The custodian
Describe him to
dude.
Me.
The custodian dude.
Yes, it is. That's not the right name.
I think that should be what it's called for now. The custodian dude.
The custodian dude. Because in my head, that's what they're called.
You know what? I'm going to accept that. That's fine. We'll take that one. It's the curator from Karazhan.
Yeah, that's so his 2-1. Name. I've got a mini version of him.
Oh, you're so bad.
Yep.
2-1 to Kirsty. This is the easiest quiz. Okay. You're never going to get this one, I apologise, and you're probably not, probably not going to get the other one either. Let's go with number 8.
Okay.
I've lost all faith in you guys.
Which one shall I eat first? So difficult to choose. They all smell so delicious.
Don't know who he is, but he sounds pretty cool.
I'm going to go straight off the bat and give you a clue. He's a big bug.
The only big bug I can think of is in Nax.
Yes.
And it's the first boss of the... Crap, what wing was it? I think it was Plague Wing.
Yes.
And his name was beginning with A.
Yes.
That's all I can tell you, I'm afraid.
Oh, I can't pronounce his name even if I wanted to.
Is it Anubarakan or something like that?
Together. Yeah, I'm gonna accept that. I'm going to accept that. Anubarakan.
Yes! Yes! Oh,
yeah, I'm impressed. That was good. Okay, number 9.
The black fire rages within my heart. I must release it. Flame. Death. Destruction. Cower, mortals, before the wrath of Lord. No! I must fight this. Alexstrasza, help me. I must fight.
I recognize that. I don't know if I can give you an answer though.
No.
It's Vanilla. From Blackwing Lair.
Alexstrasza, yeah, I know. No, I can't remember. I kind of remember what boss it is, and I remember it being around about 3 or 4, I think. So it's not Chromagus. I can't remember what this one was.
It's number 2. Remember number Burning 2. Adrenaline?
Yes, yeah, of course it is. I don't know the name though. It's a big dragon.
My favourite character in the entire game, Vaelastraz.
Vaelastraz? Is that a point to me for saying it's a dragon?
No.
Oh, come on.
2-2. This is the final question, so if nobody gets one right, we'll go to the tiebreaker. So,
okay.
Oh, God.
I have no need for eyes to see my enemies. Your clumsy footsteps and foul stench give you away.
God damn it.
I think... Is it Kul'Fazad?
No.
No, I'm thinking of the wrong boss, damn it. Go on, after you.
I can't remember his name, that's the problem.
Oh.
All I know is of what he is.
Go on, then.
It's the blind dragon.
Ah.
From... Blackwing Lair? Descent. Descent. I remember how to get there, and I remember the lift boss.
I hated this boss.
Does it begin with A?
It does.
I want to say it's like Archimedes, but I think I might have made
close.
That up.
Very, very close.
Archimedes.
Shit.
I'm going to give you that because you're very close. It's Archimedes.
That's it. How can you not remember the blind dragon?
Because I hated dragon. It. I erased it from my mind. Can you not remember? Like, everyone has a fail boss that you just can't do.
What was yours?
I just could not do the mechanics on that boss.
I think our fail boss is not knowing any bosses.
Yeah, yes. You guys were terrible.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean,
it was pretty bad.
I'm sorry.
In the end, it was 3-2 to Honey. So, Honey, you win. You get to put the challenge together for next week.
Woo!
Out of 10
hopefully,
questions.
Hopefully it's more of the same because I will utterly destroy Flappo. It will be hilarious.
Yeah, he will.
Guys, I think
for the people
for the
people playing along at home, I think we should do the tiebreaker anyway because it leads in nicely to the end of the show.
All right.
Interlopers, you mortals who dare to interfere with my sport will pay. Wait, you? I remember you in the mountain. You.
Yes.
What is this?
You still have no idea who it is, though, do you?
Yeah, I do. He's an old one.
He's
one of the keepers.
Well, you've only have four chance one. Of getting it right.
Is he four of them or something?
Yes.
Like that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Congratulations.
As a point, does
it? That
doesn't
no, count it as doesn't. A point. So that was the challenge. That was the challenge, ladies and gentlemen. It was terrible because I wasn't quite expecting these two to be so utterly rubbish.
I am sorry, so, actually, for how rubbish we were.
I think we've learned a lesson. I think we're going to have to start playing with sound.
I think we are. Yeah. That's quite embarrassing. I'm so sorry.
Let us know how you did listening along to that. I would be very impressed if any of you got all of those right.
That brings us to the end of the show. That was the end of episode one of season two. I had a lot of fun. If everyone else did...
I kind of want to kill myself after that quiz, I'll be perfectly honest.
I'm really sorry.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, I could go into any of those bosses and know the mechanics still, and I would know exactly where to stand and know exactly when to cast cooldowns and stuff like that. But
there's a quiz idea for you then.
Exactly.
Mechanics for boss fights.
I mean, mechanics.
Stolen.
So it looks like we know the challenge for next week.
Maybe.
So obviously, as normal, with the end of the show, we've had a couple of questions from the community. Toman, do you want to just read some out?
Yeah, so yeah, thanks everybody for getting in touch when we said we were coming back. It's really nice to get your support. A question that we asked on Twitter this week was, what are you looking forward to in 5.4? So I'll just read out some of the tweets that we had. First one is from Kate's Wow, who says, I'm looking forward to the pets and the new tournament, which sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
We had a tweet from somebody called at Honey HM. I'm not entirely sure who that is.
No, not me.
And she, or it could be a he, who knows?
Could be,
I don't
be
know.
A he.
Don't want to guess. She says, epic bear tank healing that will kick DKs in the ass.
Yeah.
Really, honey?
Oh yeah,
that's the only thing you're looking forward to.
Oh yeah, that's the most thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
Okay. Along the similar kind of line, we've got a couple of druids, Forseti and Meljin, who are looking forward to resto druid improvements and also smashing Garrosh's face in, which is good.
Yeah,
it's a very Meljin comment.
Yep. At Trimble IRL is looking forward to selling overpriced mats, which is something I really need to get on. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I've got no money, I'm poor. So if people want to donate money to Tommen on Ghostlands EU, that would be very much appreciated, thank you.
No.
That's Tommen with an E, by the way.
No,
that's
no
my level one character.
And then finally, our last tweet was from at the McFluffy, who says, wait, I heard you disbanded after someone got buried under the patio. Thanks, McFluffy.
We don't have a patio in Bristol.
No.
Can't afford them. But he says he's most looking forward to Flexi Raids, which I think is a sentiment that we can all get behind.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for getting in touch this week. We've got a new Facebook page as well, so we'll pop up some stuff on there this week too.
Fantastic. And as always, if you want to get in contact with us, you can either email us, which is mailbag@readycheck.co.uk, or tweet us, which is @ready_check.
Well, we've now got a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/readycheck.
Thank you. Is that no space, no underscore?
No space, no underscore.
Excellent. We do make it confusing for people.
Yes, we do.
No one wants it easy, though, do you? You want a bit of a challenge when you're going to get on these sites.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. It's like an aptitude test just to find us.
Excellent. So that was episode one of season two of Ready Check. From Flaps, thank you very much for listening, and we hope you join us next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Interlopers, you mortals who dare to interfere with my sport will pay. You, I remember you in the mountains. You, I remember you. Wait, you, I remember you. Myself. Impertinent whelps. You dare challenge me?
prevail. Goldeneth, lend me your strength. Grant my mortal allies the power of